Okay, so we're here today with Rhian Williams-Zielinski. She's Head of Marketing Communications here at Magenta Solutions. And thank you so much indeed for joining us.
You're welcome.
Would you just give a little bit of intro about what you do here at Magenta Solutions, and then we can discuss your objectives for the year, some topical marketing agenda for our audience. So yeah
of course. So Magenta Solutions, we're based in Coventry, and we've also got an office in Brentwood down in Essex. We're predominantly a technology service provider servicing design, engineering and manufacturing companies. They can be anything from large OEMs right down to small exciting startups. We provide some certain software, technology services, consultancy. We have our own training academy, and that reaches across industries such as automotive industry, aerospace, construction or digital construction, and general manufacturing as well.
Great. And so we'll dive straight in with some just a couple of questions. What sort of approaches are you using to engage with your target audience at the moment?
So it's quite funny, actually, and I've been discussing it quite a lot recently, how it's almost done full circle from, 15 odd years ago when I first started doing market research. And I was doing market research for account-based marketing. And that's one of our key objectives this year, is to keep working on account-based marketing. So the tools are different. How we can implement and use account-based marketing has changed, but we're doing it again. For us, we can be so targeted. You've heard me talk about Magenta. We could be seen as quite a confusing company, with different divisions, looking after different industries, different software. But actually, we are a company, and I need to try and get that across. So for us, account-based marketing, we can be really specific within the certain campaigns, certain software we're trying to sell, a certain training course, but we can also really speak to our customers about who we are, what else we do, our objectives, how we can help them. And so it's the tools are different for account-based marketing, but it's really important for us now. And then social media advertising for us is, we're just using it so much, and again, for account-based marketing purposes. You can be so targeted, you can target, one customer if you wanted to, with certain pieces of content, listening to them, coming up with how Magenta can solve their challenges. So we're definitely seeing a lot of good results coming from social media advertising. And again, for us, it's another full circle of 15 years ago, where I used to stand on trade show stands. We went through, over the last few years, we've been doing a lot of our own events, hosting our own events, which are still really popular, but they're really, really hard work to arrange. And actually, over the last year or so, we've got really great engagement from attending trade shows. If you're running your own event, you spend so much time trying to get your target audience there. And actually, if you find the right trade show, they do all the work at getting your target audience there. And then you can work on your brand being represented there. You can work on engagement there and lead generation there. And we've had some really great successes from some really, really good trade shows.
So would you say that's really changed, that trade shows have become top of the agenda for you in terms of marketing over the last couple of years, would you say?
I'd say over the top of our own events, we're starting to do a lot more trade shows. I wouldn't say it was necessarily top of our marketing agenda. I think for us, it's always about content. So that's always at the top of my agenda, because without really good content, I can't use any other marketing tools or marketing channels. We need really good written content, really good video content, really good assets for an event. So that's always top of my agenda.
And is there any particular content that you favour? Any sort of trends that you're following that have really helped you with engagement?
Yeah, I think we've been on a bit of a video journey over the last couple of years. So for us, animated videos, explainer videos are so captivating for our audiences. Everyone's busy. Everyone just scrolls on social media now. And it's so important to capture that one decision maker that you're trying to sell to, you're trying to market to. And an explainer video can answer so many questions in only kind of 20, 30 seconds. They're quite a lot of work. You have to get the storyboard correct, you have to get the messaging correct, the imagery, the brand, but it's so worth it, especially as you can split them up into smaller videos, pull infographics from them. So they're definitely one of our focuses. Infographics as well. I really love infographics. So easy to explain some of our quite complicated products and services just using an infographic or again the explainer video. Case studies, really people are nosy and we live in the day of the educated buyer, and before we even possibly speak to a prospect, they've already done their own research. Everyone reads, watches videos, finds out what other people are doing. So you really need to go in with a bespoke message. And if we can show how we've helped similar companies to this one person we're trying to target with a case study, then they really sell themselves, because they can envision themselves in that other company's footprints. So case studies really important. Again, if we have the time to make those into video case studies, even better, because people don't have much time to read anymore. It's crazy how busy everyone is. And then the other thing is leadership videos as well. I think people like to learn, again, people like to learn from one another. And if you have a leading industry insight from someone from a company that's maybe even your competitor, and you're kind of listening to what they're saying, or from a company that you admire, you can learn so much from them.
Absolutely. And you were touched on about, because you obviously have some quite complex products that you're trying to integrate into large automotive companies, etc. How do you communicate the complexity through, whether that be through content or any other channels?
So I think for us, a lot of it is about listening. So firstly, it's about profiling those customers. So you can look at existing customers, who uses our certain services, who we've gone in and consulted, who's come in and been trained by us. Then we can go and learn about them. We can listen to them. What are they posting on LinkedIn as a company and as an individual? What's their challenge? And then what we're starting to do a lot more of is packaging our services together with our consultancy and our training. So we're looking at the technology, our people, the processes, and packaging that up to really solve our different customers' different challenges, because a lot of the demands, industry disruptors, are similar for a lot of our customers, but they all come up against different challenges and tackle challenges differently. So I think it's really important to listen to what they're going through, and then think, how can we help them? You know, what training course can we put them on? What service can we offer them? And then in order to then communicate that, there's lots of different ways now that you can get bespoke content out in front of that audience that you have defined, whether it's bespoke landing pages and doing advertising campaigns to target people to those landing pages, whether it's Point Drive pages on LinkedIn. If you haven't looked at those, you should definitely all look into Point Drive on LinkedIn. Really, really clever. And the analytics you can get from it are really, really great as well.
Interesting. And to change tack slightly, in terms of how you work with, or whether you work directly with your sales team, how is marketing and sales coming together in terms of, like, when you're undertaking new campaigns?
It's so important. And I think a lot of kind of the old school in us, like, that's the sales team and we're the marketing team and they go and sell and we do all the pretty stuff. Just not the case at all. And if you still work like that, you need to go and sit with your sales guys. They might not like it sometimes. and sales guys, you need to embrace your marketing people. when you work together, some of the things you can achieve are just incredible. And over the last couple of years, we've really started working with our sales teams a lot more. What we try and do is at the beginning of or the end of a year, looking to the next year, we work with them on revenue sourcing plans. So they look back at their year, they look at their customers, what they were trying to achieve, what they know that their challenges are, the customers' challenges, maybe some objectives they know about. And they can look at where they think they could put some of the pipeline, some of their target into different customers, promoting different services, different products. We then look at that with them and match it against what we want to achieve in terms of brand awareness, lead generation, and we can build a whole plan around just that one salesperson if we wanted to. And we do tend to do that so that we can assist them in what they're trying to achieve, but also create leads and brand awareness for marketing, for the whole company, really. And what I really love and I use quite a lot is a model called KLTW. And I think some people do know this, but and you always find new models that kind of work for what you believe in and what you're trying to achieve. But for me, KLTW is, in order to work with us or to become a customer, the audience has to know us, then they have to like us, then they have to trust us before they even start to work with us. So for me, the knowing is the brand awareness. The liking is taking that brand awareness one step further, customizing the content for them, speaking to them, listening to them. And then the trust is really where the sales team then come in. They have to trust the sales team. They have to trust the messaging that we have put to them, and then they get confronted by our sales team. They have to trust the sales team, and then they work with us. And there is a big crossover between marketing and sales in order to get them to trust us and then continue to work with us. We've also started to work with our sales team on some of their win plans, so we can provide such huge amounts of knowledge around audiences and specific customers that they might not even know about, and vice versa, we can learn a lot from them. But we can come up with them, we build plans on how to win customers. It might be winning a customer back. Like, how can we win this customer back? How can we get them to trust us and work with us again? And it takes some proving. You need to, you know, win your sales team over that it's going to work and to put the time and effort into working with you as a marketing team. But we've had some great success from working really closely with sales.
Fantastic. And in terms, you touched on a little bit about how you're measuring success through your marketing campaigns. How important is it, would you say, these days to be able to prove to clients that you know, what you're doing is, or prove internally what you're doing is successful?
It's really important. I think sometimes we, or maybe I used to, maybe I'll make it personal, used to hide behind, oh, but you can't always measure what we do. You can't measure the value of marketing. And yeah, maybe some things you can't, but you really can. If you have the processes behind you and you have the tools behind you to really measure what you do, you can prove marketing's worth internally and to the customers. I think internally it can be a big challenge, but you have to have those processes. I'm quite lucky that we're quite an agile team. Our processes change all the time. So for example, a year or so ago, we didn't have a lead generation process. We now do. We've brought everything back. So web chat, web forms, in control of all our social media, all of our website analytics, our website intelligence, and we're using all of that. And the way you can use embedded links, embedded forms on social media, on landing pages, again, on things like Point Drive, you can really measure what you are doing. And if you're worried that you can't measure something, then I think it means you don't actually have a process behind it. You should even be able to measure direct mail. The fact that if you haven't got anything back from a direct mail campaign is because it hasn't worked, not because you can't measure it. And then you just need to think. I think you have to be agile in your campaigns. If something didn't work, come up with a different tool, come up with a different method, look at your messaging, look at the content, and just keep being agile and changing what you're doing, and then go and look at how it has worked. And I think it's so important to measure all the way throughout so that you can develop those campaigns and update them as you go along.
You mentioned obviously you use LinkedIn extensively, but do you any other third party platforms that you favour for data analytics?
There's a really good tool called and they can thank me later. Lead Forensics that is website intelligence basically, and it's really interesting. You can see who's visited your website, for how long, the journey, and I know you can get a lot of that from Google Analytics, but for us, Lead Forensics feeds into our CRM system. It feeds with our social media. So we can really start building a picture, especially when looking back at account-based marketing. If you're targeting a specific account, and it also goes back to measuring as well, you're targeting a specific account, you can see that they've been on and read the content you're pushing on their website, then they've gone on to the service that you're also pushing, and then they go and look at the product that you also highlighted for them. You can see that that's working, and something like Lead Forensics can show us the journey that people go on the website, and again that's really important for updating the campaigns and updating your content continually.
Fantastic, Rin. Thank you so much indeed for your insight. We thoroughly enjoyed speaking to you, and good luck.
You're welcome. Thank you.